Live from Nashville, Tennessee, this is the Campfire Cafe on the Equestrian Legacy Radio Network.
My Nashville friends, they think I'm strange to make my home out on the range. They think it's nothing but a godforsaken land. Why don't you bring your guitar and family, move on down to Tennessee? Well, I just smile cause they don't understand. But if they ever saw sunrise on a mountain morning, or watch those cotton candy clouds go by, then they'd know why I live beneath these western skies. Got peace of mind and elbow room. I love to smell the sage in bloom. I catch a rainbow on my fishing line. We got county fairs and rodeos. Ain't a better place for my kids to grow. Just turn them loose in the western summertime. And if you ever held your woman on summer's evening while the prairie moon was blazing in her eyes, you know why I live beneath these western skies. You ain't lived until you watch those northern lights. Sit around the campfire and hear the coyotes call at night. It makes you feel alright. So I guess I'll stay right where I'm at, wearing my boots and my cowboy hat. But I'll come and see you once in a while. I'll bring my guitar and sing my songs. Sorry if I don't stay too long. I love Tennessee, but you know it just ain't my style. I gotta be where I can see those Rocky Mountains, ride my horse and watch an eagle fly. I gotta live my life and write my songs beneath these western skies. And when I die, you can bury me beneath these western skies. Yippee-yay.
From Nashville, Tennessee, I'm your host, Gary Holt. That is Chris Pledue with Western Skies to kick things off today. Well, we have a beautiful sunny day here in Tennessee. It's about 60 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful day before it cools down just a little bit. But weather is not the same all across the country. So we're going to find out a little bit about the Colorado weather shortly. But we're going to tell you about the show that we have today for you. It's going to be fantastic. We have on Saddle Up America coming up in the second hour of the show, Jackie Turnbull of the Great American Ranch and Trail Horse Sale will be joining us. And that sale is coming up very, very soon in Lexington, Virginia. So we'll be talking with Jackie about that on Saddle Up America. And then in the Campfire Cafe, a good friend, and it's been a while since she's been on, Corinne Marie will be joining us on the Campfire Cafe, and we're going to be sharing some great music from her album, Home. But I thought it would be fun to just share a little Western history with you guys this morning. First of all, did you know that feral camels once roamed the plains of Texas? That is true. Camels, 66 camels from the Middle East traveled across Texas. And it says that they spat, regurgitated, and defied orders. It was generally deemed a success, but as the Civil War broke out, exploration of the frontier was curtailed, and the camels disappeared. The Winchester rifle was responsible for us knowing that Billy the Kid was not left-handed. There are photographs that show him with that rifle, and he was not left-handed. And then this was really disappointing to me because I just watched Tombstone the other night with Kurt Russell in that, and it says that the famed gunfight at the OK Corral wasn't much of a shootout and didn't really take place at the OK Corral. And the fight itself lasted about 30 seconds before it was all over with. So a little Western history to kick things off today on the Campfire Cafe. But right now, we're going to take a listen to a great song by Miss Corinne Marie. It's one called Dead and Gone, and we'll be back to visit with her in just a moment on the Campfire Cafe. She is a multi-award-winning singer-songwriter, and she has been singing from a very early age. We always enjoy visiting with this young lady, and welcome to the show, Miss Corinne Marie. How are you, ma'am?
Well, thanks. I am great. Thank you so much for having me back.
It's always a treat to have you and to share your music. But you're out in Colorado. Tell us about your weather out there. It's not like Tennessee weather today.
You know, I'm a little envious of your warm Tennessee weather. I'm currently sitting in my little cabin looking at about a foot of fresh snow, and it's still falling.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. Well, I was telling you, we've got some
moisture.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. The moisture helps out in the West greatly. And, yeah, again, we have prayers for the folks that are out in the panhandle of Texas and in Oklahoma that have had such damage from the fires out there. And,
our thoughts and prayers with them.
Yeah. But how's your snowfall on how's your weather been out there? Has it been pretty damp this season?
You know, it kind of gave us a little bit of a taste of spring the last week. It's been in the mid-40s and beautiful. I had a little bit of growth in my garden, and I would say that we are now in reverse of that.
Oh, wow.
It's been a nice year. It's been a mild winter, so I think we're all thankful to see a little extra moisture and get out and play a little bit.
Yeah, I've got to tell you, you know my wife, Mary Kay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so before the show, I looked outside, and she was mowing the grass. So we have already started. Yeah, it's great. But trees are blooming, and the forsythia's up, and the buttercups are up. Anyway, hey, did you know that there were feral camels out in Texas? Did you know there were camels out in Texas at one time? Yeah, I'm just reading this. The Army brought those camels in 1856, and then when the Civil War came along, they kind of quit the Camel Corps. It was called the U.S. Camel Corps. And so they ended up selling the camels to Ringling Brothers Circus and some others, but some escaped out into the wild. And I just noticed this. The last time they saw a feral camel in Texas was 1941. I cannot believe that. So there were camels out there.
I bet you there's a couple cowboys who wanted to try and rope it, you know?
It's amazing to me. There's not a song or two that's been written about that, but there hasn't been that I know of. But anyway.
Well, it's a project.
Well, yeah, it would be a cool project to do that. Well, it's been a while since you've been on the show, and so let's go back and tell our audience, first of all, an important part of your musical life is a fellow named Michael Martin Murphy, and so we're going to wish him a happy 79th birthday today. And tell us a little bit about how you first met Michael Martin Murphy.
You know, it's kind of an interesting story even to me now. I look back and I'm so grateful for the opportunities I had, but I've grown up going to see Murph in concert since I was like the little bitty kid, and it was my dream to meet him. I grew up on the Cowboy Songs albums, and just he was my hero. And so the very first time I met him was at the National Western Stock Show, and I was there watching An Evening of Dancing Horses, and Murph rode by on Miss Wildfire. And they let all the kids go down to the little alleyway to look at the horses. And he just rode by me, and he reached out his hands. He was wearing his buckskin leather gloves. And, oh, man, he shook my hands, and I thought, oh, I finally met Michael Martin Murphy. My dream has come true. And so that was, like, the first memory I have of actually meeting him. And then a few short months later, he opened a singing cowboy ranch in Nathrop, which happens to be 15 minutes from my house. And as if you've ever met Murph, and I know you know him well, you know that he's a big history buff. And so he joined the board that my mother was on called the Orpheum Theater. It's a historic theater we have in the valley, and he wanted to help us renovate it and make it a Western library. And so he got to know my family a little bit, and a friend invited us over to listen to him sing. And he just said, hey, why don't you come out to the cowboy ranch and sing a couple of songs with me. So I worked my little tail off learning I Want to Be a Cowboy Sweetheart, Ride an Old Pants, God Bless America. And I showed up at the cowboy ranch and just walked right up to him and said, Mr. Murphy, I am here to sing my cowboy songs. So that was the start of a pretty beautiful, beautiful friendship.
Oh, how old were you, Corinne?
I was 9 years old. Just a couple
years
back.
Old. Yeah, just a couple of years back. And now you are performing with Murph for his Cowboy Christmas show and performing with the Rio Grande Band, as well as your individual solo career. And that's just pretty cool.
Yeah, It's been a dream come true. I mean, I got to open for him over the years growing up with my brothers and as a solo artist. And then when I graduated from college, he just said, hey, why don't you come play rhythm guitar for the Christmas tour? And then a couple years later, he just said, oh, well, you're still playing. You want to play lead guitar for me? And so I was like, sure. So it's been one of those beautiful things that kind of unfolded where I think he realized I was passionate about what I was doing and I wanted, you know, to get better and continue. And so I think he's like, well, I can't get rid of you now. So it's really fun to balance both worlds, you know, where you spend quite a bit of time, half the year on the road with him, and then the other half I do solo shows, and I've got it pretty good.
That is pretty nice. That is pretty nice. And, of course, Murph's son, Ryan, is a good friend of both of ours. And if I'm not mistaken, didn't Ryan help produce Home?
That's correct. We had a conversation on the tour bus a few years ago now and how I wanted to do a new album. And he said, oh, I'd love to be a part of it. And then it kind of got put on hold. And then COVID happened. And I reached out to him and was like, hey, we have all this spare time. What do you think? And so he was very excited to get on board. And he did a great job helping me produce that album and played some pretty neat licks. And I think we came up with a pretty cool project.
Well, you came up with a great project, and we're going to get to another song from the album right now. It's called Burned It Down. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Campfire Cafe, heard around the world on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and most streaming platforms. Just search for Equestrian Legacy Radio. That is such a cool song. So how did this song come about? How did this song come about? Yeah, how did it come about?
It came about a little bit too much time in the basement, let's be honest. So it was at home, and I was like, I had my little songwriting studio, and I was trying to write. I was trying to really refocus my energy into not being, you know, so upset about not being able to do anything and not having any shows. And so I started thinking about my career, all the people that I've met. And, like, the main thing behind this song is that my parents were such a big part of my career growing up, and they're huge supporters now still, and they always had great lessons for my brothers and myself. And one of those, the most important one that I take with me every day, is the importance of kindness. And so the whole message to us was that you just never know what somebody's been through, what they're going through. And so the best thing that you can do for them is just be nice. And so I thought about that, and I was going to write this really sentimental, sweet song. And then I was like, maybe I should write a song about the people who did not have parents with good advice. And so out she came.
Oh, gosh. What are you talking about writing down in your songwriting basement? What is your songwriting process? Do you have a set time that you try to write, or do you try to write every day, or just when a thought comes to mind?
I try to write a little bit every day, just because that's the best process for songwriting, is just to keep the wheels turning. And so sometimes I'm not very successful. You know, it's just ideas, or I'll play guitar for a couple hours and see if I can come up with something that inspires me. But a lot of times I'll go through something, or I'll meet somebody, and there's, you know, major motivation and inspiration behind it. And I've noticed that's when my best songs come out. But I do, you know, I try to sit down and come up with a topic just as an exercise as well. And sometimes it's a song that you're like, you're going to live in that box forever. And other times you're like, well, that's pretty cool.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, I talk with songwriters, and some people have a set time that they sit down every day and they try to write, or they try to write every day if they don't have that set time. And then others, it's just, you know, if something hits them, if there's a hook that comes out, they'll write it down or put it on their phone. Today we can put it on our phones. But it's very interesting to see the process that people go through. Do the lyrics come first, or the music come first, or does it come together?
No, for me, it's different every time, because some days I'll be out on a big hike and I'll, you know, write some lyrics and, you know, kind of have an idea of a medley in my head, and then I'll come back home and finish it. And sometimes I'll have music that I've worked on for a couple years that I'm just waiting for the right lyrics to come along. And I've had songs that I've just sat down and it was kind of like it was just meant to be written, and they both came out together. So for me, it varies quite a bit. Okay. I wish I had a better answer to say that I have a structured way of doing things, but sometimes it just, you got to let the song come out the way it wants to.
You know what that sounds like to me? That sounds like an artistic person. That sounds like an artistic person. So, and you did great on this album. Home is just a great album. I've so enjoyed playing through this. But I want to get to another song from the album, and this is Over Again. Tell us about Over Again.
Over Again, it was kind of one of those songs that came about, again, too much time to think. I called most of these songs my quarantunes, because it was me being at home and actually delving into what was going on in my life, and I had just kind of gone through a breakup, and I was, you know, I was in the middle of a pandemic. And so I thought, well, maybe I should rekindle the fire with this guy, because I'd known him forever, great guy. And then I stopped, and I was like, nope, there's a reason why things don't work out. And so the song kind of wrote itself. It was like, all right, don't start this over again.
All right. Well, this is Over Again. It's from the album Home. We're talking with our very special guest today, Corinne Marie. We'll be right back.
Come back and love me good.
That's a long way from that 9-year-old girl that sang that song, I Want to Be a Cowboy.
You know, it's kind of crazy to see how things have changed. Sometimes I listen
really?
Back to my old albums and it's like, oh my goodness. What a journey.
Oh gosh. What a journey. I'm going to go back, unbelievably, almost 14 years now. To the Texaco Country Showdown. Does it seem like that was 14 years ago?
It does not. I have decided that now that I've become an adult, everything is just a couple years ago. I don't even count 15 years ago.
Yeah, unbelievable. But you won the Southwest Regional Finals, and you made the trip to Nashville to the Ryman Auditorium to compete in that event. What was that like? Come to Nashville and get on the stage of the Ryman Auditorium for the very first time.
Oh, that was such an incredible experience for me. I think it's every songwriter and artist dream to go to the Ryman at some point. It's just kind of one of those things. And when I got the news that I got to go, I don't think I processed it until I was standing on stage and they started filming. And then my heart started to go and I was like, oh my goodness, it's actually happening. My family got to come and it was just, we made it. Such a fun trip.
Now, was that your first time to Nashville?
You know, I was trying to think. I believe it was because I would have been about 18 or 19, I think.
Okay.
And I know I was in college at the time, and I had to make a trip, such a trip to get out there, and then we watched it in one of my classes when I got back, and the whole class got to critique my performance, and I was so nervous. I think it was my first trip and to really play out there.
Oh, gosh. Well, I actually saw that performance because you can find it, and you did a great job on that. Didn't seem to be nervous at all, and you took second place in that contest here in Nashville, didn't you?
I sure did.
That's pretty special.
But being there was pretty incredible. They treated us like royalty for the days we were there. And
that's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. And, of course, you've been back to Nashville several times since then and have recorded some albums here. And one day we're going to catch you when you come to Nashville. Either that or I'm going to have to come to Colorado. I'm not sure which way it's going to have to go. But anyway.
We'll make it work.
Long time ago. Tell us about this song.
You know, this is probably one of the songs that I talk the least about. It's probably one of the, my dad calls it a girl song, you know, so, which makes me laugh. So it is, it's definitely from that perspective, but it was kind of the same thing. I started picturing a relationship. I pulled off of some of my own where you kind of just, you know, start off in love and then you realize that things change, you know, people change, life changes you. And so for me, that was the message behind this one, was that, you know, sometimes it was a long time ago that that love was there and you, you know, have to move on, walk away and find a new love.
All right. And I can relate. I can relate to that. I did that. But this is a great song. It's called Long Time Ago. We'll be back to talk more with Corinne Marie today on the Campfire Cafe. Out and get that album and make it part of your collection. But we'll talk a little bit more about that a little later in the show. But Corinne, one of the cool things about you is that I remember we had you on the show one time and you were working at a guest ranch and performing there. And what do you do during your spare time when you're not out on the road and you're out performing? I know you love to hike and horseback ride. Tell us a little bit about that. You're part of the country.
Well, you know, I live in one of the most beautiful places in Colorado, I believe. We've got, gosh, I think it's 15 of the 54 14ers within our little valley. And so I spend a lot of time in the backcountry and hiking around. I recently, in the last few years, joined Search and Rescue. So that's been kind of something that I've done for my spare time to kind of keep the sanity. I love my job. I love life on the road. I love it. But every so often, it's nice to come back and completely unplug and go do something that's totally different. So
yeah.
I've been really involved with them, which has been pretty neat. I'm on our hover step helitack team, and so I get to go train with our helicopter firefighters over in Canyon City. And then I just, as of I think 3 or 4 days ago, got my wilderness first responder certification. So,
wow. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean?
The wilderness first responder?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Basically, it's a wilderness EMT. So now when we're in the backcountry, mind you, that's the rules, is that it has to be the lay of care in the wilderness. But I could essentially go up and help somebody if they've dislocated an arm, broken something, cut, assess for injury, evacuation, those kinds of things. So I feel pretty, I'm pretty excited about that.
That is pretty exciting. So I have to ask you, since you're on Search and Rescue, has there been a particular event that was unusual or frightening that you've participated in, or have you had to do anything like that so far?
You know, I've had a wide variety of missions over the last few years. The one that kind of we've gotten the most media attention for, and I was so proud to be a part of this, was that we rescued a 100-pound German Shepherd last year who is on one of our big trails, and his owner had called and said he thought he was having some issues. So our team, we are all lovers of animals, and so technically we're not allowed to rescue dogs because we're supposed to be for humans, but we got permission from the sheriff, and he was like, nope, go. So we rescued Bailey. His dog's name was Bailey. So that was one of the big ones that I think all of us were just so happy, and that dog was so happy to see us. So.
Oh, that is so cool. That is so cool. Well, and of course, and I think you have, don't you have border collies?
I do. Right now, unfortunately, I lost one of my dogs last week, but I've still got my Rio. He's all over my social media. He's a little social media star.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I had an Aussie for about 11 years before I lost her. And so when Mary Kay and I moved back from Utah to Nashville, I think the second week I went to the Nashville Humane Association and adopted a little bitty black puppy that has now turned into a horse. He has become the biggest thing you ever saw. Yeah, we're all dog lovers. Yeah, we're all dog lovers, animal lovers.
They're just a big part of life. They make it so rich, and they're family members. So I'm so thankful to have them. And when I'm on the road, I'm thankful my parents take care of them for me. And, you know, it takes a village, as they say.
It does take a village. It does take a village. Well, I was going to ask, we started doing this on the show, and I have not given you any warning. So I'm going to let you think about this just a little bit. But we had a lot of performers over to the house one evening, and as we were sitting around the dining room table, they started telling road stories, their stories of being on the road, and I thought we were going to die laughing at the story. And, you know, some of them you could tell on the air, and some you couldn't tell on the air, but... I'm going to ask you if you can come up with a road story when we come back from listening to Forget What You Think. But right now, tell me about Forget What You Think. Tell me about the song.
That one came out inspired by not necessarily taking the time to get to know somebody before you make up your mind about them. And so I usually tell it in my shows that I've had folks come up to me after concerts, and they'll come up and say, oh, my goodness, like, we loved your show, but you're absolutely nothing like we thought you would be. And I always thought that was, I've heard it so many times, I thought, well, what a funny thing to say to somebody. And so I wanted to write a song as a reminder to people to open the book and read a little bit about it before you, you know, make up your mind about somebody.
All right. That's a good idea. That is a good idea. I'll try to keep that in mind. But right now we're going to take a listen to Forget What You Think. And when we come back, we're going to get a road story from Corinne Marie. Hang on. Cafe, I can hardly wait to hear Corinne Marie's road story.
You know, that's a what a topic. I was sitting here thinking, I was like, all right, which ones are appropriate, which ones are not so appropriate, which ones, you know, what has the right level of dramatic quality to it? And so I think I'll tell this one in particular, because this was like a whole day, but road event that happened to us. This is a couple years ago on the Cowboy Christmas tour, and we were snake bit as far as buses go. Okay, our very first bus flooded, and so we had to vacate that bus, move into another bus. I think that bus blew a piston or something in the generator, and so the bus filled with smoke. We had to vacate that bus, and so the third bus, we're like, all right, this has to be good. So there we were cruising down the road in the middle of nowhere, Oklahoma. And we had kind of a convoy of vehicles that was with us, and our dance crew called us and they said, hey, I think your bus is on fire. And so immediately we pull over, and it was just a little, it sounds a lot worse than what it was, but something had kind of lit up in the generator or in the engine in the back. And so it was smoking pretty heavy. There was never actually flames, but it was smoking, and it was this big dramatic thing. And so I was kind of laying down in my bunk, and I just hear all the boys, which they're probably going to hurt me for saying this, but I hear all the boys screaming, running, get off the bus! And they're just frantically panicked. And I looked out my curtain, and there's poor Gary, and Gary looks out, and he kind of looks concerned, but he just closes his curtain and rolls back, and the other guys stayed in his bunk, and we were like, I don't know what to do. And so we slowly walked off the bus, and we were stranded there for, I think it was 6 hours, waiting for a ride. We were in the middle of nowhere, Oklahoma. And so to pass the time, a couple of the band members got their instruments out, and there was our Dana, the hammer dulcimer banjo player, walking along the highway playing his banjo. So we documented that.
Unreal.
It was one of these days. It was just like, you know what? We're just going to sit here and it will be fine. We had no food. I mean, just, we couldn't go back to the bus. Everybody was concerned about the smoke, which I totally respected that. But it was kind of one of those things where we're like, huh, what are we going to do now?
Guys. Well, what did you do? What happened? What happened finally?
Well, luckily our dance band was behind us, and they finally drove, I think, 3 hours to go get some food. I don't recall if it was Subway or McDonald's they brought us back, but they finally made that effort to get food. And then we waited and we waited, and finally, here comes this limo. It was a Hummer limo, and it was a party bus. So it was all tricked out with lights and everything. And so all of us loaded in there, and it was... We all just could not stop laughing because the driver had the little window up and had the AC blasting. So we were all freezing to death in the back. The lights are flashing. I mean, it was just, we couldn't stop laughing. And we finally got to our hotel, and it was like, don't call us. We're going to go be divas and go hide in our hotel room for a couple hours.
Oh, gosh. Well, when was your show? When was your show?
I think we had a day grace there. It was a travel day.
Okay.
Because it's all happening today. So, yeah, absolutely. Thank goodness on that. Because we would have had to cancel, and people would have been like, where are the pictures? The banjo on the road.
I think that's about as good a story as anybody's told. We had somebody on that from Canada. And so they were here in the States, and they were traveling back from the States into Canada. And all of their band members, it turned out, were felons. So they could not cross over into Canada. So they had to hire all new band members once they got into Canada to perform with. Can you believe that? All of them were fellas.
Crazy. Oh,
unbelievable. Unbelievable. But yeah, we
the
I love
that
these
on the road. We should make a book. Just write a book of the world's greatest road stories.
Yeah. I could just do a whole show and just invite people on to tell their road stories. It would be a great, great thing.
Change the names of some of the participants for protection,
That's right. That is right. That is right. Yeah. All right. So I want to get to Old Dodge. This is a pretty appropriate time to play Old Dodge since we were talking about the vans and the problems. Tell us about Old Dodge.
So Old Dodge I wrote when I finally decided to sell my 2000 Dodge Durango. I had basically driven the wheels off of it at this point, and of course, this was in 2019, and I knew 2020 was going to be a big year. I had a bunch of shows planned, and so I was like, I could afford to buy a new vehicle. I was a little wrong about that, but I was vehicle shopping, and during this time, I was getting really sentimental about this old Dodge, because I just was like, man, I kind of grew up in this vehicle. I've written so many songs behind the wheel, and I was just getting really emotional, and then at the same time, my dad had come to me and said, I think I'm going to retire my old Dodge pickup, which is the truck that I learned to drive in. It's a 90, it's a first-gen Dodge Cummins pickup, and so I just all of a sudden was hitting overdrive with emotions about these vehicles because I had so many memories and so many experiences that I thought, man, I'm not going to be able to replace my Durango without writing it a song. So I finished it and then was able to finally purchase my new vehicle. It's a love story, really.
What'd you get? What'd you get? What's your new vehicle?
A 2018 Chevy Silverado.
All right.
I betrayed the Dodge family, but, it's got heated seats, and my Dodge needed a whole bunch of duct tape to get down the road. So I was pretty thankful for the vehicle. I did not require that.
Oh, geez. Well, let's take a listen to Old Odds. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to the Campfire Cafe. Corinne Marie. Corinne, you have been so much fun to have on the show. And do you have any kind of new project in the works?
You know, I'm just about to start recording a new album. I've got a little bit of time off and some new songs, and so I'm hoping to start that project and then maybe a couple other mystery ones for the year.
Well, are you going to come to Nashville and record? I have to ask that question.
You know, I have thought about it, but this last project, Home, I actually did from the comfort of my living room. And so
I knew you were going to say that.
Recorded my tracks, and I sent them off to Ryan in Nashville. I sent them off to the drummer and the bass player in Denver, and the engineer that I love is in Nashville. So the project will be produced in Nashville, but I think for the creative expression of it and the artistic side, I truly love sitting in my little cabin and recording music.
All right. Well, you're going to have to come to Nashville if it's just to visit again pretty soon. So,
oh, I'm planning a trip this year, so I'll make sure that you and Mary Kay know, and we'll get together.
That'd be great. That would be absolutely great. So for the folks that are listening out there around the world, tell us how we can find your music and follow where you'll be performing.
Okay. Well, my website is a surefire place to find my shows and merchandise and all that good stuff, which is CorinneMarieMusic.com. All my music is available on wherever music is streamed, iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify. I can't remember what the other ones are. I live in a place with no high-speed internet, so I don't even use them. So if you're like me and you want the hard copy, I do have albums. I've got new flash drives, which is the collection of all of my adult recordings. So within the last, all my Nashville projects and all that good stuff. So follow me on social media.
Well,
everything is Carin Marie Music.
Yeah, and that's C-A-R-I-N-M-A-R-I, Carin Marie. So be sure and check her out. Music's great. The albums are all great. And support these independent artists. Buy those CDs and get the downloads directly from their website if that's available as well. So, Corinne, you have been so, so much stinking fun to have on the show. And we're going to close with Tennessee. And tell us about Tennessee.
Tennessee. First off, thank you so much for having me. This has been so great. It's always fun to share stories, but Tennessee is probably one of my favorite songs on that album Home, because I was in Nashville and I'd had an opportunity to come out and meet with some people. Didn't quite go the way I was hoping, but they'd said, get on some writer's round, co-write, do all the Nashville things. And so it was my very last night in town and I was playing at the bar called The Local with some other writers and things were looking great. They said they'd love to write some songs with me. And so I went home to get some rest so we could, I guess back to my friend's house to get some rest so we could have some great writes in the morning. And wouldn't you know that that was the night that that massive tornado came through Nashville.
Oh, no.
And so I left downtown within 10 minutes of it touching down. So for me, it was a very emotional experience. And I know, like, for me to say that, I don't live there, but I had never been through anything like that. I was homesick. And so the next morning, it was that eerie calm after the storm. I sat on my friend's porch and I wrote this song because I was just missing home so much and, you know, trying to channel how everybody else was feeling. And so I penned it out and then got my last cancellation and I drove back to the mountains.
Wow. Wow. Well, it is a beautiful song. Sorry you had to experience those tornadoes, which were terrible. But
that was a rough one. I know for the whole town, and glad that, you know, everybody was okay. And it seems like you've got a pretty amazing community of people that bounce.
Well, people come together when that happens, and we're grateful for that and grateful for the community. But anyway, look forward to seeing you back here in Nashville sometime, perhaps this next year, and getting together. And we're going to listen to Tennessee. Corin Marie, you have been awesome. Thank you for being with us today.
Thanks so much, Gary.
All right, bye-bye.
When I'm in Tennessee. Makes me wanna leave.
I want to give a big thank you to our sponsors that you'll find on our website at equestrianlegacy.net. In the general store, our Legacy Select horse campgrounds and guest ranches, and east of Santa Fe, where you'll find Western and equestrian art and collectibles. You can find all of those on our website at equestrianlegacy.net. Stay tuned for Saddle Up America with our very special guest, Ms. Jackie Turnbull, coming right back today on the Equestrian Legacy Radio Network.
Come ride with me. It's time to saddle up right away. There's so much to see. Don't worry, I know the trails, I know the way. I called a gentle horse, his eyes are big and brown. He's ready to carry you the whole world around. Come ride with me, let's ride away. Come take a chance, I'll show you where the mountains touch the sky. It's a horseback dance, and we can ride forever if we try. A dream in the distance, there for you to chase. Out in the sunrise with the wind on your face. Come ride with me, let's ride away. And the smell of the leather, the sunlight on your skin, they've got us aching to begin. The rumble of hoofbeats much stronger than wine. The dust in your hair, the light in your eyes. Come ride with me, I will run the hills and watch the eagles soar. It's where you want to be, so tell me just what you're waiting for. We'll camp near the meadow and we'll love the night away. And saddle up again when the dawn is turning gray. Come ride with me, let's ride away. The sunlight on your skin, they've got us aching to begin. The rumble of hoofbeats much stronger than wine. The dust in your hair, the light in your eyes. Come ride with me, we'll run the hills and watch the eagles soar. It's where you need to be, so tell me just what you're waiting for. I will camp near the meadow and love the night away, and saddle up again when the dawn is turning gray. Come ride with me, let's ride away. Come ride with me, come ride with me today. Come ride with me, come ride with me, come ride with me.
Well, that's our friend Mr. Dave Stamey with his great song, Come Ride With Me. Welcome back to Saddle Up America on the Equestrian Legacy Radio Network. I'm your host, Gary Holt, and we are going to have a great time today visiting with our next guest, Miss Jackie Turnbull of the Great American Ranch and Trail Horse Sale. Hey, Jackie.
Hey, Gary. Good to be with you today.
It is good to have you back. It is good to, I can't believe it's almost time for the sale again.
Oh, those years
got
are
here
flying
in a hurry.
By too quickly.
The older I get, the quicker they go, Jackie. The older I get, the quicker they go. But
That's right.
Yeah, for our audience that's listening around the world, let's go back, because isn't this the 22nd year for the sale?
Yes, sir, it sure is. And we have just been doing something that started out, of course, as a love of horses. And we wanted to give the opportunity to folks who just were maybe first getting into it and didn't know what to even look for, where to go to find a nice horse. And we got that idea going and remembered that people, trail riding is the number one thing people do with their horses. And thus we thought and got the name, the Great American Ranch and Trail Horse Sale. And we added the ranch horses about 3 years ago because of the popularity of them and the use of them, really, on cattle ranches,
right.
Farms, different places. So thus the Great American Ranch and Trail Horse Sale.
Well, that is fantastic. That is fantastic. So it's really interesting to me to watch on social media, because you do a great job of promoting the horses and the sale itself. But for folks that are listening out there that have never been, you do a couple of different things with your sale than many of the sales that I've been to here in Middle Tennessee. And that is, you have trail courses, trail classes and different things. So tell me how you put together the sale itself as far as the days of the sale, because that is the 4th through the 6th of April coming up in Lexington, Virginia. But tell me about each day of the sale. What's going on?
Well, we realize that, you know, many people, this will be their first time buying a horse, or they had a horse many, many years ago and it's time to add another horse as that horse ages out that they started with. So we want to make it so user-friendly. And so is what we did. We started off on a Thursday, which this year will be April 4th. And that's when a lot of the horses actually are arriving that morning. So we recommend people come on that day. They can watch the horses even unloading from the trailers. Watch them in their stalls as they're being fed and when they're being saddled to go ride. And then that afternoon at 3 o'clock or 2:30, I should say, we have a meet and greet social. And we'll have some little snacks there and some things as people watch the horses demonstrating. So we'll call in two horses at a time into the big Coliseum and let them demonstrate in whatever way they would like, showing all three gates, walk, jog, lope, showing the horse opening a gate. We'll have a few obstacles there for them to work with. And that really lets them be introduced to the horse for the first time, watching it. And then when that is over, they're able to go visit with the consigners, ask personal questions, and even try the horse if they seem to think that that's the horse they're interested in. So move from there. Yes, people really like that aspect. We'll move to Friday, where we offer something else unique and different, and that's a clinic for the people. We'll have a clinic with our JTO group, which I'm part of, and Trent Ray and Odell Gross, and the three of us will speak on how to take your new horse home and have it adjust correctly and happily. So that's so important, because new people have questions, don't realize that it takes a while for a horse to acclimate to the group of horses that may already be there, or to just adjust to their new owner. And then I will also give a talk on how to buy the right horse, because sometimes people see a horse and it's like seeing a pretty car. You know, you might see a Tesla sitting there and say, you know, I'd love to have that. What can I do? But if they get behind the wheel, they're not able to really enjoy it, because it just has more buttons than they can use. And sometimes
right.
some of the horses will have such a skill level of training that it might be too much for someone who's just looking for a family horse or to go trail riding, rather than showing or competing on a horse with more schooling.
Okay.
And that will be on Friday, and then we'll offer the ranch competition. And that's where we do have our ranch horses will participate in a pattern. They'll have to run first. And then we'll turn a cow loose in the arena, and they have to box it, which means hold it at the end of the arena. And then they're able to take that and put him in a pen, and then they'll bring him out and demonstrate roping. And it's not judged whether they catch, but just how the horse performed in taking them to the cow. And we'll present those winners on Saturday morning before the sale.
All right. All right. And so those horses are judged, and that takes up Friday. And then you move on into Saturday?
We have Friday night at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Yes, well, at Friday night at 6, we'll start with our national anthem. We have a beautiful singer come and sing the national anthem for us, and then the horses will ride in a grand entry. With which they'll come in to music and line up individually so they're in a line in a row so everyone can see them there. And then we'll dismiss them and start bringing one at a time in catalog order with the hip number. And they will come in and work on 8 obstacles. And 6 of them everyone knows because we post that, but 2 are always a surprise. And we have 4 judges who judge 2 obstacles each.
And so this is actually a competition as well.
It is. And we're looking to see a horse that just shows a willingness to approach the obstacles and to maneuver through them, which is all natural things that we found on the ranch or the trail. We don't have any balloons or any silliness, just things, you know, that you'll find on the trail. And then the judges will score and take the top 10 horses that'll come back on Saturday morning for the finals. We'll have saddle giveaway for first place, belt buckles for reserve, and other really nice awards for our top 10 competitors.
Wow. So basically you have a ranch competition for the ranch horses, and then later on, you'll have a trail competition for, I guess, primarily the trail horses that are out.
That's
here.
Correct. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So, but now everybody doesn't have to compete. So you can compete if you want to or not. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
It's an optional thing that anyone can choose to pass if they choose to.
Okay. All right. All right. And so then we get to Saturday. Are we at Saturday? I don't want to push this too quick. But are we on Saturday? All right.
Yes. All right. So Saturday morning, we'll come in with our top 10 horses for the trail competition, and we'll have changed up that trail course so it's a little more tough to get through, with making the obstacles such as the bridge. We might make it a teeter-totter bridge this time. We might make it a step up or a step down. So we make it a little more difficult, and then they will perform, and then we'll go back and bring in our ranch horse people, present all the awards to the ranch horse, then we'll present the trail awards, and then we'll start our sale at 1 p.m.
Oh, wow. Well, I want to come back and talk more about the horses that are going to be in the sale, but I want to listen to a little song about cowboys. Can we do that?
Oh, my favorite, yes.
All right, so this is The Cowboy Way. It's called Cowboy Till I Die. We'll be back in just a moment on Saddle Up America. We're talking with Jackie Turnbull about the Great American Ranch and Trail Horse Sale. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. I spend my days with horses. That's just fine with me. Got a good woman by my side, just the way it's supposed to be. I'll make the best of what comes my way, there's no need to wonder why. 'Cause I'm gonna be a cowboy till I die. I'm not at home in the city, it ain't the place for me. I can't find my way when I'm there, I just can't breathe. I gotta see the mountain and the wide open sky. Well, I guess I'll be a cowboy till I die. I'm gonna be a cowboy till I die. Gonna ride my pony to that sweet by and by, till the good Lord says I'm ready for my home beyond the sky. Well, I reckon I'll be a cowboy till I cowboy. Ride my pony beneath the western sky. I thank the Lord for giving me the chance to follow my dreams. And I'm gonna be a cowboy till I die. I'm gonna be a cowboy till I die. Ride my pony to that sweet by and by, till the good Lord says I'm ready for my home beyond the sky. Well, I reckon I'll be a cowboy till I die.
That's the Cowboy Way. Miriam, Doug Figs, and Jim Jones, Cowboy Till I Die. Welcome back to Saddle Up America on the Equestrian Legacy Radio Network. And we are having a great time visiting with Jackie Turnbull of the Great American Ranch and Trail Horse Sale. And so I think we've gotten to Saturday where we're starting to sell horses. And I was just curious, Jackie, how many horses do you have consigned for the sale this time?
Well, over the years we've evolved, Gary, and we've found that there's a niche for the specialty horses anymore. Horses are very are bred uniquely for events now, as opposed to the all around. You know, we see more now specifically bred horses. So So by doing that, we have become what we call a select sale. So
okay.
Anyone that consigns a horse to this sale has to really fall into our categories, you know, of being a ranch horse or trail horse or family horse or pony. So we look for that. And so this year I'll have 78 head of horses, and they've
okay.
all been, you know, selected, and they all on some level offer soundness guarantees within our 5 days, of course, of soundness guarantee, and who've already had x-rays on these horses, who've had soundness exams through veterinarians. And so that is part of what we offer too. So by
right.
doing that, it becomes selective, but we've got a great group.
Okay. So if I wanted to consign a horse to the Great American Ranch and Trail Horse Sale, what would be the process for me to consign a horse?
Well, you would go to our website and take a look at our schedule of events. You'd see also listed is our consignment form. You'd want to take that out. You would want to see what the cost is to consign your horse and what is needed. We do have
okay.
a consignment fee, and we do have a cost to enter the competition, and we get
right.
a commission for selling the horse.
Okay.
And so
all
you
right.
would have to go and fill all that out. And then I do ask for the prospective people if they will send the pictures, several pictures of their horse, so that we can see if it's the, you know, in the condition to put in the sale for what we're looking for.
Gotcha. Now, do they have to have the vet work before the sale, or is that done at the sale?
It's actually done prior to the sale. We found there is so much going on sale day that there's just no time to have a vet, you know, do a thorough examination of a horse
okay.
because it's just too much going on. So that's done prior. It's either two ways to do it. The seller does it at their home within the 60 days to 30 days before the sale, doing radiographs and pre-purchase exams. Or the buyer can take the horse home and have that done within 5 days.
I've got you. Well, what that really does, it just tells you that when you're coming to the Great American Ranch and Trail Horse Sale, that you're going to get a sound horse that is as described, and that they've had to qualify to be part of your sale, which is a pretty cool deal.
Well, that's right. That's exactly right, Gary. We want to do this. People are finding right now, as most people have realized, if they've looked into buying a horse, the costs have really risen over the years. We saw this big turn come after COVID. That most people think that it really shot horses up because so many wanted to get involved in the outdoors. And after being in for a year or whatever they had to go through individually with it, people were ready to get outside and do family events. That's why rodeo has taken off with huge crowds at the rodeos, the horse shows, and we see where people just want that horse to go enjoy with their family.
Yeah, that is great. That is great. Well, I, for one, being a lifelong horse man, am thrilled to see the prices of horses back where they should have been. And
yes, Gary, that's right. Yes.
That is an exciting, exciting thing. So... So tell folks where they can find the website. And by the way, you do a great job of promoting these horses all throughout the year
Thank you.
Up on the sale. You're very welcome. By the way, what did the top horse bring last year that came through?
Last year we had a high-selling horse that was purchased over online and went to Texas, and that was a Gypsy Vanner that sold for $77,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Yes.
That is pretty good.
They're very popular right now, the Gypsy Vanners.
Well, they are. They are. They're beautiful horses. They are beautiful
that
horses.
They are.
Yeah. Well, tell everybody how they can find the website to find out more about the Great American Ranch and Trail Horse Sale. And if they wanted to sign up to purchase and not come to the sale, or what is the process for someone that wants to purchase at the sale? Maybe I should ask it that way.
Yes. Well, if they go to our website and you want to go there, whether you want to purchase or you want to look, you want to see directions, it has all the different answers to your questions on the website. And right there on the home page of the website, you can look and see where it says to click here if you want to have an online bid. It says if you're unable to attend the sale, you can sign up to bid by phone or online through Superior Livestock. And you click the link, and it'll take you right to them where you sign up. We do recommend that people bid by phone because if you bid by online and the computer, sometimes there's glitches and things that could hold
and
you
delays.
And slow you down. And delays, yeah. Yes. So the phone bidding is the most popular. That's what people like. And it's streaming. The sale is streaming online so that you can watch it live at the moment.
All right. That is so cool. But really, the best thing to
and
do is
website.
Show up.
Yes, it is, because it's so much fun. And I'll throw this in. We have fantastic vendors. We like people to come and just enjoy the sale. Gary, I get so many people who call me and say, I've been coming to your sale for 15 years. I had a man say the other day. Others, I've been there 7-8 years in a row. So it's an event to come enjoy, even if you're not looking to buy a horse. If you love horses, you'll love this sale. You can go to our website, which is greatamericantrailhorsesale.com. And you can also type in the same thing for Facebook. And we have the horses that are in the sale are now posted on Facebook. We're putting more on each day, and you'll be able to see every horse on our website and Facebook page.
Oh, that's great. That is great. Well, I am probably not going to come to the sale because I had my trainer tell me one time, you go to a horse sale, you don't take a trailer, you end up buying a couple, and then I have to come haul the horses for you. So
that's what a trainer thinks.
You see
that's
something,
exactly
you,
right.
You get excited.
Yeah.
So that happens. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, Jackie, it is so great to visit with you again. And we've done this a couple of different times through the years, and it's always great to talk with you and to find out more about the sale. And we encourage people to visit the website, visit them on Facebook, and the sale is taking place April 4th through the 6th in Lexington, Virginia. And so a great facility there. Jackie, thanks so much for being with us. Anything you'd like to wrap up anything you'd like to share with us before we go?
Yes, I'd just like to thank you, Gary. We've had a long friendship over the years, and how I enjoy your show, and appreciate you including us because there are so many people. Actually, you know, there's 2 million people that own horses out there today, and many, many more, actually 7 million in the industry that in some way make their living through the equine industry. So I thank you for highlighting it, and appreciate it, and hope everyone will check us out at greatamericantrailhorsesale.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us. We look forward to having you back and look forward to visiting with you again. Thanks, Jackie. Appreciate you.
Thank you. My pleasure, Gary.
All righty. We're going to go to a great song by the Prescotts. It's called The Pitchfork Grays, and we'll be back in just a moment on Saddle Up America.
It was not so strange on the Pitchfork Range to find a gray in a cowboy's string. You could always bet he was from the ghetto, there stood Joe Bailey's king. Now the gray I rode sure pulled his load, not a job he could not do. I could rope and cut, really crack the nut on the gray horse I call Blue. In the golden haze of those Texas days when the Pitchfork trails were new, we were young and proud and we bragged out loud to be part of the Pitchfork crew. Through dust and heat and the tall mesquite, we rode called sorrows browns and bay. But we felt the best as if we'd been blessed when we forked those pitchfork reins. Well, you give your best till it's time to rest. You get stiff and your vision blurs. You passed your prime and you know it's time that you quit and hang up your spurs. I felt sad and old when my bed I rolled. 'Twas the only life I knew. But it made my day when I heard them say, you done good, just keep over. In the golden haze of those Texas days when the pitchfork trails were new, we were young and proud and we bragged out loud to be part of the pitchfork crew. Through dust and heat and the tall mesquite, we rode sorrows, browns and bay. But we felt the best as if we'd been blessed when we forked those pitchfork reins. A good cayuse, so I turned Blue loose. He deserved to work no more. He was 28 when he broke the gate and came up to the big barn door. Came home to die, how my heart did cry on that cold and bitter day. I'm a-telling you that I sure was blue when I lost my pitchfork gray. In the golden haze of those Texas days when the pitchfork trails were new, we were young and proud and we bragged out loud to be part of the pitchfork crew. Through dust and heat and the tall mesquite, we rode sorrows brown and bay. But we felt the best as if we'd been blessed when we forked those pitchfork grains. When we forked those pitchfork grains. When we forked those pitchfork
Prescott's, that's the Pitchfork Grays, and welcome back. We have just had a great time today on the Campfire Cafe visiting with Corinne Marie, such a talented young lady, and always enjoy sharing her music and visiting with her. And then on Saddle Up America was a big time fun to talk with Jackie Turnbull. That's a great sale that she puts on, and so we're going to encourage you to make it to Lexington, Virginia for the sale or watch it online. You can check them out on the website at the Jackie Turnbull's Great American Ranch and trailhorsesale.com or on Facebook as well. Do want to mention to you that we have coming up in June the Great Mustang Heritage Spectacular. It's put on by the Mustang Heritage Foundation that will be taking place June the 20th through the 23rd at the Williamson County Ag Center in Franklin, Tennessee. $150,000 in cash prizes will be awarded, and we'll have an open show. We'll have an extreme Mustang makeover and a celebrity freestyle event that's taking place. So that is June the 20th through the 23rd at the Williamson County Ag Center in Franklin, Tennessee. We want to thank all of our sponsors at EquestrianLegacy.net. You'll find them in the general store, on our Legacy Select horse campgrounds and guest ranches, and in east of Santa Fe, where you'll find equestrian and western art as well as collectibles. You'll find all of those sponsors on our website at EquestrianLegacy.net. Well, it has been a fun show. And we thank you for listening. We encourage you to join us for Live from Nashville on Tuesdays on the Campfire Cafe and Saddle Up America every Thursday for the live shows. But you can catch all of those shows anytime at our website at EquestrianLegacy.net. Also on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcast, and Spotify, and most other streaming platforms. Just search for Equestrian Legacy Radio. We're going to close out today's show with a great song by Mr. Don Edwards and Mr. Rex Allen Sr. It's one called Empty Saddles. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week on the Campfire Cafe and Saddle Up America.
There's something strange in the old corral. There's a breeze, though the wind has died. Though I'm alone in the old corral, seems there is someone by my side. Empty saddles in the old corral, where do you ride tonight? Are you rounding up the dogies, the strays of long ago? Are you on the trail of buffalo? Empty saddles in the old corral, where do you ride tonight? Are there rustlers on the border, or a band of Navajo? Are you headed for the Alamo? Empty guns covered with rust, where do you talk tonight? Empty boots covered with dust, where do you walk tonight? Empty saddles in the old corral, my tears would be dry tonight. If you'll only say I'm lonely as you carry my old pal. Empty saddles in the old corral. There is no smoke, still the fires burn. There's no song, still I hear guitars. There is no dust, still the ghosts return, softly to vanish through the bars. Empty saddles in the old corral, my tears would be dry tonight. If you'll only say I'm lonely as you carry my old pal. Empty saddles in the old corral.